This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Oh, so gentle. Oh, so gentle. How many times have you stroked the pelt of your dog, the hair of your dog, the fur of your dog, and said, I love you, I love you, you're wonderful? How many times have you stroked your own body and said, I love you, I love you, I love you. Oh, so gentle. You stroke your body with that feeling like you stroke your dog, like you stroke your cat, like you stroke your child, like you stroke your loved one. And you say, I love you, I love you, I love you. You're oh so gentle. Oh, so tender. Oh, so loving and so caring. You're doing it now, right now. As I am speaking, as you are thinking about this, you're doing it right now, and you're stroking yourself. And you're touching your legs, and you're saying, I have wonderful legs. You're stroking your arms, and you say, my arms are magnificent. You stroke your body and you say, what a glorious body I live in. Oh, so gentle. Oh, so tender, so sensible, so sensitive, so caring. Stroking is a lovely thing. It's a lovely attitude. It is a now experience that says, right now, I like me, right now. I live in this beautiful, wonderful body. Right now, I delight in everything life has to offer. We're here as human beings to be the best, most wonderful human being we could possibly be. And in our being the best possible human being we could be, we become quiet. We become delightful. We become thrilled with being a human being. And then something rings a bell inside of us that says, hey, you're more than that. You're more than what you appear to be. You're divine. You're lovely. You're fantastic. And you cannot deny that wonderful feeling inside yourself that you are something more than what you appear to be. And what is this more that we appear to be? Is it something that we will know in a peaceful way? Will we know it in a sensitive, caring way? Will we know it in a loving, wonderful way? Will we know it that way? And the answer, of course, is yes. We will know it in ourself because that is our reality. All the stroking we could give to our pets or to our bodies or to our loved ones, all of the tenderness, the gentleness that we give to our world is but an expression of the divine within us, radiating outwardly to all. It's an unconditional love that surrounds and folds and uplifts everything. It's an unconditional love that says, I don't love you because I love me. I love me. And when I love me, I love everyone. When I love me, I love the entire universe. When I love me, I love all because I am all. And all is me. It seems strange to say things like that. It seems strange to talk about being all when we are not even sure that we are one. We're not even sure that we are ourselves. And the reason we're not sure that we are ourselves is because we are always looking at life from that point of view of being a human. We don't look at life enough from the point of view of being something much greater, something much more wonderful, more magnificent than any any sensitive, caring person that we could ever express ourselves as or know the people in our world as. But it's a good start. But it's a good start. I like me, I say. That's a good start. When I say I like me, I open up my inner doorways to being liked. When I say to my pet, "Oh, you're so wonderful," he looks up at me and smiles and twinkles his eyes and says, "Yes, I know. Thank you. Thank you for noticing that about me." And all of our relationship is one of purest love, one of gentleness, tenderness. I speak to my dog in a quiet voice, and I say, "Rex, you are wonderful." I speak to him, and I tell him what I expect of him. I say, "You sit when I ask you. You come when I call. You're always here. You're my pet. I am your packmaster. I am wonderful." And then I say to myself, "My body is a temple of the living spirit. It's absolutely fantastic." And whenever my body tells me it's not feeling so good or when it has a pain, that's the time that I get going. That's the time that I return to my original purity and my original integrity and my original thinking, and I say, "Hey, I am whole and perfect. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I lift up my chest. I lift up my head, and I think beautiful, positive thoughts, and my body truly is that." But my body will express any attitude of mind that I choose to have. And if I have an attitude of mind that says, "It is not a good world, I am not having fun, I'm not enjoying myself," then my body will say, "Okay, okay." And we will feel pain. We'll feel sorrow. We'll feel loss. We'll feel all the emotions the human is heir to. And then we lift up our eyes. We lift up our heart. We lift up our attitude. And we say, "All is good. All is very good." And then we stop being maudlin. We stop being sorry for ourselves. We stop looking at the world as something sad. And we say, "What a glorious world this is. I love it, I love it, I love it." And we just sparkle up that love from within ourselves, that unconditional appreciation of all in life. And as we sparkle up that appreciation for all of life, our body radiates wholeness and perfection. Our body radiates its ideal reality, and we are one and all right now. The tenderness, the gentleness I feel when I touch my pet, or when I touch my own body, and I say, "Oh, you're a good body, you're a wonderful body, you're a fantastic body," it responds to me as a fantastic body. When I say to my mind is clear and crisp and sharp, I'm aware of all the things that delight me. I am brilliant. I am wonderful now. My mind responds to me in just that way, because I am the creator of my world. I am the creator of my life. I am the creator of all. And as I am this creator of all is me. As I am oh so gentle. Oh so gentle with myself first. Oh yes, I like me, I like me, I like me. Then I am oh so gentle with everything. My dogs, my cats, my friends, my family, everything in my world. And when I'm oh so gentle with everything in my world, everything in my world is oh so gentle with me. When I am oh so gentle with everything in my world, everything in my world is oh so gentle with me. And I say, I am so happy. I am so glad. I am so delighted. And so it is, now and forevermore. It is done now.